I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Donald J. Trump has been elected the 47th president of the United States, and Republicans took the House and Senate. For the pro-life movement, the Republican Party's victory meant a defeat for Democrats' radical pro-abortion agenda. However, seven states also approved abortion expansion laws this week. Kurt Dillinger, founder and president of Life International, says,
"This clarifies what we need to be doing in this country on this issue. We need to be working at the state level on these issues and continue to help the church be the church on these issues in each of these states. When we do that, there's hope that we can change policies for life."
Ultimately, politics legislate action, but the gospel changes hearts. Pray for Christians to promote life values in Christ. And Kenya Hope is looking to the future with new vision, and with that, searching for new leadership. Kenya Hope works with local Kenyan believers to support widows, community water and health initiatives, and empower families through their Hope Centers, all in the name of Christ. Yet, Steve Holman with Kenya Hope says, with the sudden loss last year of their executive directors, Dave and Joy Mueller, the ministry needs new leadership and is looking for an executive director.
"We are confident that God's hand is on this ministry, and we're looking for a godly leader to have the skills to work with a multicultural team and have the ability to effectively present a compelling story."
Ask the Lord to raise up a godly leader to the helm of Kenya Hope. To learn more, get started at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.